All right, let's go ahead and jump back into it. Last time on Herding Dragons, you are all deep in the final recesses of Wave Echo Cave, in your pursuit of the Black Spider, who revealed herself to you in the darkest of fashions. You then all started a fight with her, and she used put herself into an orb of darkness so you all could not see her. As a devil slash demon spider emerged, hidden from the webs and covered in demon spider babies. There was also old mages covered in spider webs that had been co-opted to cast counterspell on any of the spells that you all have cast within this fight. Very apologetically, casting counterspell against you all and then profusely apologizing. Gank started maiming all of the spider babies, seeing them as an affront to his god. Satch, you executed an absolutely flawless rescue plan by basically bungee jumping down into the pit and nabbing Tali and the dwarf and then shoving them into your protective mirror custody. All within the span of about two turns before jumping back into the hole and absolutely shredding the existing spider infrastructure, which caused the black spider, the person, not, again, we had this little bit of confusion last week, and McGee and I were talking before everybody got on earlier, and we had a little bit of confusion as well. The black spider is a person, and I know it's really easy when we're talking about the demon spider and the black spider to think a black spider is an actual black spider, but they're a person, and they are falling into the pit after Satch absolutely shredded the wireless infrastructure. Titanius, you then jumped onto the back of the demon spider rodeo style, and then Sincerity, you cast daylight to dispel the darkness around the black spider, revealing her true emo form. Smee helped out Gak by casting magic missile at the spider babies, and then Loyalty, healing and fighting your way through the webs as best as a hamster could, making purchase with the demon spider with your luck blade, barely drawing a small amount of blood from the demon's carapace. And that is where we're going to pick up off tonight on Herding Dragons, and we're going to jump right back into combat. And Gak, unfortunately, is not here this week, so I will be playing the part of Gak, and he says, okay, I was definitely in a rage, and I was definitely fighting these babies in front of me, so I'm gonna go ahead and keep on swinging, reckless, you know how I do, may the glord be with me, I use this halberd, here we go, and Gak rolls a 25 minus 5, 20, which if he's swinging on the babies, will hit, and that will do 35 points of damage to the first baby, absolutely killing it, and like just sending it, like just shatters this spider baby in half and sends its body down deep into the pit as it just dies. And then Gak definitely has a second attack, so he's gonna do that again. He doesn't get Divine Fury, but he gets everything else. He swings on the second baby next to him, and that is a... Oh, he should have rolled with advantage. One second. I'll just roll. Nice. See if he crits. He does not crit. But a 22 will hit and do a total of 29 points of magical halberd damage, which is not enough to kill this other baby. He is a great weapon master, and he did kill the other baby, so he does have a bonus action to swing again, which is what he's going to do. And reckless, so he had advantage. 21 will hit and do another 29 points of damage. Still not enough to kill this baby, although it is bleeding quite profusely. Satch, you are up as Gak's turn.
Does Gak get three attacks or just two?
Just two. He's a barbarian.
I don't know. I know sure. Fighter gets like a third attack later, but
I don't think Barbarian gets that extra attack.
Okay. No worries.
I think they're balanced in ways they get that extra.
Yeah, I think you'd have to be a berserker.
Gotcha. Or, like, just splice in a fighter, you know.
Yeah, so no, he only gets two attacks.
Actually, no, it's really expensive.
He did kill that thing, so he technically got to use his bonus action to attack again. Cool. So.
Okay, so Satch basically is parachuting down still. Right, because my last act was to dive off and shred the webs, and then I deployed my Xanathar balloon pack, and I'm essentially just floating down. How far? Because I don't know how far I would have fallen. I just went as far down as I could to like slash all the webs, right, or at least most of them.
Mm-hmm.
How far is the black spider the person from?
Black spider, the person from your perch where, or I guess you had jumped and you're going down. So jumping from your perch, I believe you were about, basically you were 120 feet away. You went all the way down and you came back up and then you jumped. So you're about 120 feet away because I think you brought them back up to that original
perch. I didn't go back up. I'm still floating down, right? Because I went up to my original. Oh, sorry.
That's what I'm referring to. When you during the rescue, you went back up to that original perch, right?
Yeah, and then I dropped back down to shred the webs.
Yeah.
So I just don't know how far down I would need to go to shred all the webs, right?
So
it would have been 500 up to 500 feet.
I mean, you tell me. So you can see in darkness, right?
Yeah.
So you'd see the end coming.
Yeah, I have night vision 120 feet. I just don't have the devil's sight.
Okay, so the black spider from the perch that you jumped from was about 130 feet or so when they began falling, which was right about the same time that you jumped. We're kind of in this moment of you can determine where you are in that free fall. So okay. I will let you know the tunnel is not 500 feet all the way down. It's about 200, which you would see as soon as you fell down 80 feet from that original perch.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So I can get within 20 feet of her, would you say?
Since you're falling and you have a crazy amount of horizontal movement, if you want to get to the black spider as she's falling, you can do that.
Okay, cool. I would rather just be 20 feet from her.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, then, same thing.
Nice. And am I in a darkness now or not? Is she in the darkness? Is she...
No. So Sincerity shined a flashlight right in her face.
Ooh,
and it
nice.
Dispelled the,
beautiful.
Dispelled the darkness. So you can, she's very visible.
Nice. Yeah, so I'll get within 20 feet. I will bonus action. So like basically the way I have the parachute strapped on, it's strapped on like four legs. And then I'm going to bonus action turn back into Satch. And it will be around four of my legs, right?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'm not going to.
And then I'm going to make an attack. And as part of that attack, I'm going to pull out the weapon I'm attacking with. And it's that Mithril net. And I'm going to throw it at it. It's got 20-foot range instead of the 15. I remember we had made it special. Mm-hmm.
No, I remember.
I'm going to throw that. I'm not going to do the thing for the extra damage, right? Because it doesn't do damage. Does she have dark vision or does she have blind sight or anything? Because I'm invisible.
Well, she has that devil's sight, but
yeah, she has devil's sight. Devil's... Yeah.
Okay, so she has devil's sight. So it means she can see, but if she doesn't have blind sight, she doesn't see, right? The devil's sight just lets her see through the darkness. But I'm wearing a cloak of invisibility, so she can't see me.
Sorry,
because
I thought you were
evoking
your Gloomstalker feature. No, yeah, with the cloak of invisibility.
I was asking two questions at the same time. That's why I was like,
it's an action to pull the hood up.
It's always up. It's literally always up, unless I take it. Yeah, and it was up when I was a spider. I'm just sitting there on my back, over my head. My head's not very big. My head's. Did it have to be over both of my heads as a spider or not?
Wait, hold on. Let me look at
it's
the
magical.
Actual
I would think it would just sprout another hood.
But it only.
I don't have the write up. It won't let me get it through D&D Beyond. I don't know what it is.
It only has 2 hours of use on it before you have to let it recharge, though. You can't always have it on.
Oh, really? Okay, and yeah. I didn't have that literature, so I didn't know. Okay.
So, yeah. You can use it.
How long
in
has this fight been going on?
God, seconds. Like, You're fine.
Okay, so yeah.
You have enough time.
I mean, at that point, if I would... I mean, because I've never really used it for more than a few minutes then. Like, I mean, I was assuming that if I ended up, I was invisible, but I don't believe that for an extended period, I was like...
God damn it. Who gave this to you, Satch?
I stole it off the Black Spider. She recognized it if she could see me. I learned it from watching you, Dad. If you're not watching you.
I think you got the cloak from me, didn't you?
No, I gave you your cloak, or I gave somebody else a cloak before. Yeah, that's how I knew she was wearing it.
And then we got another one.
Like, wait a second. I'm like, it's a cloak of invisibility? I know what that is. I just took it. Like, I mean, it's like, she was sleeping. It's so. What was your doppelganger anyway?
Whoever let you have that is horribly irresponsible.
Yeah, I apologize. Satch is very irresponsible. But I'm going to go ahead and, with advantage, throw my Mithril net. Net 20. Nat 20. That's not even on the green one. That's the one I was hitting them with, the green one. Yeah, so I will go ahead. I mean, I'm just going to assume that's a hit. I believe it's 16 plus 20, 36.
Nope.
Man, oh, she's an illusion. My bad. Okay,
no, it's well, got, no, it's just, it's the, no, it's weird. You actually, you hit so well. It's like you broke the game mechanics and the game actually thinks you hit way, way under.
Nice.
That you actually should have. So the game's like, oh, miss. And then you put in a ticket with tech support and it eventually gets resolved to a hit, I guess.
I will use my object interaction to go ahead and pull her up. If she is indeed ensnared, I will use my object interaction to pull her up okay. If I need to make an athletics or something.
Yeah, one second. So the net gives the restrained feature, right?
Yeah, restrained and
restrained condition.
She can't. It's Mithril, so she can't just break it. She has to actually use her whatchamacallit to get out of it. And it's only, I think it's only like a 15 to get out. Like, what is it? Acrobatics or athletics? Athletics, I think. I could be mistaken. I can look it up right now. It's,
yeah, one sec. Okay, restrained. Creature speed becomes zero. Disadvantage on dex saves. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage. The creature's attack roll have disadvantage. Okay. Yeah.
I am gonna
athletics check to start pulling.
Okay.
She's on the broom of flying. So wouldn't the broom? It wouldn't restrain the broom. She'd still
Of flying?
She'd still have movement because she's flying on the broom.
I would imagine that I would imagine that the net grabs both of them.
If she's on a broom, I'm gonna pull myself down to the broom and use half my movement to get on it.
Yeah, as she was falling, she had pulled out a broom. I had not mentioned that this session. Sorry,
oh, no
my apologies.
Worries.
So if that changes what you're doing.
No. I'm basically, instead of pulling her up to me, I'm pulling myself down to her. And and then I'm going to, like, I don't know, pull, you know, grab her or whatever. I don't know. Whatever I have to do to have. I have no more attack. If I use the net, all of my attacks that I would have are used on that. I can't make any other attacks. The only other exception is my Gloomstalker, which I don't get that in this round, so it's not a first round. So.
Okay. Well, I'll say that you can net her, and you can pull yourself over to her.
And can I use my movement to get on the broom?
Well, you kind of netted her and... Wait, sorry. You're no
longer
netting.
I'll just climb on the
her.
Whole thing.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I netted her.
Okay.
And then I'm pulling myself down to the broom. Uh-huh. And I'm going to climb on to
the net. The broom is in the net, but yes, you can climb onto
okay,
the whole
I'll hang
structure.
On to the net. I will, yes, I will just like Katamari myself to the whole amalgamous, I don't know, I have no other words.
I
believe that's my turn.
I think Katamari.
Katamari was a great description for it. It's
excellent.
Exactly what
Thank
it is.
You.
Anybody else want to get in on this?
Group hug!
Group dog pile. Okay. You are able to. Yeah, okay. I'll just move you over to the Black Spider. You are hovering midair on top of the Black Spider who has been netted along with her broom of flying. Satchit, that is your turn. Titanius, you are up.
I think you might be muted, Titanius.
I drew the circle for the. Spirit guardians.
Right. Okay.
I didn't want to forget about that. But anyway, I'm gonna pull out the iron flask and say the word expugno and try to trap the big spider inside because it's not the target is not native to the plane of existence we're on.
What kind of save do I need to roll?
It's a DC 17 wisdom saving throw or be trapped in the flask.
Okay, it is decently wise. It's got a plus 4 to its saving throw. So you said it was DC what?
17.
DC 17, apologies. I've got the attention span of a goldfish. 19 on the dice, plus 4.
Silvery barbs.
Okay. 10 plus 4, 14. They fail, and then they use one of their legendary resistances to no longer fail. That's one down.
Burned a resistance.
I got one out of the way. Stupid.
Yeah, that's really bad. That would be really bad for me if it ended up in that iron flask.
Yes, because I could use it at a later date.
Yeah, no, yeah, and I would have that, like, just as a fear in the back. Like, when I'd be planning sessions, I would be like, but Titanius could just pull the demon spider out, and then...
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, it doesn't work.
I give myself the benefits of the silvery barbs, by the way.
Okay.
I get an advantage on that attack ability or whatever. And bonus action. I'm not sure. I will move my duplicate next to. I'll move him next to the spider.
I already know that one's the illusion one, nerd. I'm not gonna fall for that again. Not an idiot.
She says from underneath the netting as Satch is like dangling from it.
It doesn't matter if you I don't care if you know.
I'm just letting you know. No, I know it's not real. I'm just letting you know. You can't fool
it's gonna, me. It's gonna stand next to you and like make faces. It's like,
I know you're not real.
She's talking to the illusion.
I know you're not real. I know you're just fake.
You're not real. How do you know you're real?
You're nothing to me. You're literally nothing. I am the dark. I'm the daughter of darkness. I was melded. I was birthed into the darkness, and it's my turn now.
And it is her turn. Unless you have something, you got anything else up your sleeve? Okay. So she is going to. Let me just do a quick little measurement right here.
Close. Okay.
She is restrained. Okay, that little. Okay, she's gonna. All right. Can you all see my measurement?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So
she is gonna. You cannot stop me. You cannot even hope to contain me.
And she casts a Misty Step. And she goes, and Misty Step has a 30-foot range, and she is just 30 feet from that little rope. And so she's going to grab onto that, and she's going to make an athletics check, pull herself up, and you just see her struggling. She's going to actually have to use her action to pull herself up rather than the freebie movement. And that one, she does do a little bit better. So you all see, like, with extreme effort and determination, extremely, extremely slowly, the black spider pulls herself up the gym rope and onto the top of this little platform. You hear her heavily wheezing. So that was action, bonus action, since she failed the first free check. She's gonna use her movement to run 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Yeah, that's all I can do.
Pathetic.
Okay, hey, you're pathetic. I heard that.
Demon Spider's turn. I'm gonna do the... Yeah, I'm going to do the babies first. There's only...
Saving throw.
Oh, because it's the... Your deep spirits, yep. Right? What do your spirit guardians look like, by the way?
They are various...
Numerical operators.
Yeah, they're like gears and flying gears and little machines.
Okay, nice. Yeah, a little simple gadgetry, like kind of whirling around at high speeds and just bludgeoning anything. Beautiful.
Yep.
Like you see, there's an Apple Lisa like flying around in there, just crashing into shit. Okay. So it's what kind of save?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. They rolled a 12. And their wisdom is for the babies. They are not wise. They got an 11. They failed. So what? Roll the damage for me.
8.
8. As a couple simple levers and pulleys swirl around you and slam into them. 8 damage.
Radiant damage, by the way. So.
Sincerity, take an inspiration for your list of simple machine provided list of simple machines whirling around your head. Levers, wheels, axles, pulleys, inclined planes, wedges and screws abound. Slam into this baby, spider, and it takes 8 damage. Let me.
When I was in school, screw was not on that list.
Isn't a screw an inclined plane wrapped around
a cylinder?
That's how I was taught it, but now it's its own simple
thing. Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad the screw's finally getting its own, getting the recognition that it deserves.
Yeah, it's not like Pluto.
All right, well, hey, guess what? That baby had 6 points of health left. So that screw lodges right into its temple, and it crawls off and just like jumps down the hole, dead. Cool.
Cephalothorax.
Yeah.
Or something.
Boom. Right. Yeah. What? Right into its cephalonoggin. all right. It's the demon spider's turn. I'll make the same wisdom save. That's a 4. It'll fail. It'll take that damage. There's worse things that it could. There's much worse things.
I got you scared now, don't I?
Yeah, you pulled out this fucking iron flask that I hadn't considered before, but now my butthole is puckered. No, it's going to take the damage. So go ahead and roll again your Spirit Guardian's damage. Because even though they act on the same initiative, I'll do independent damages.
Wait, I think I rolled it wrong. I cast it at 4th level, didn't I? I think I cast it at 4th level.
I'll believe you.
Yes, because I haven't expended any 3rd level slots. So the only spell I cast at 4th level was Spirit Guardian. So it was 48.
Okay. Well, the little one only had 6 hit points, so you killed it anyway. But roll 48 on this one.
20 points of radiant damage.
Not too bad. As
did it not come through?
No, I see it now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. As your spirit simple machines whirl around you, they bludgeon into this demonic carapace. And it is now its turn. Did roll to see if it got its little web thing back, and it did. So, where'd it go? There it is. Okay. Beautiful. All right, 90-foot cone. Let me do a little bit of a little bit of measurement real quick. Cone. Oh, man. So it's either Gak, Smee, and Sincerity, or Loyalty, Smee, and Sincerity. Or Titanius and Satch. Web spray that fucking lizard! You hear the black spider yell from across that room.
I would still be invisible, right? How far away is it from me? I'm sure it might have blind sight, but
yeah, it's just gonna blast a 90-foot cone directly at Titanius.
Gotcha.
So both of you, dexterity saving throws.
Sorry, I'm on its back. Can it target me on its back?
Yes, it can.
Alright.
Spits over its shoulder. It's like I described it as a Kamehameha blast. So it like you see it like wet like gathering webs together, and it shoots it over its back shoulder at you. Sorry, what was your question?
Nat 20, 30 for a save.
Congratulations. That was really good for you. I'm really happy for you. Man, even if you would have rolled that at disadvantage, you would have saved. Okay. And Satch, what'd you get?
What was I making? Sorry, I didn't realize I was actually in. What kind of save?
Dex save.
Dex. Okay.
Fake Titanius rolls a 25.
I already know it's an illusion.
It acts like it got trapped by the spider web.
Why are you making him act like that? He's not actually stuck.
21.
21? Oh, that is a failure.
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and use my inspiration.
All right.
No, it didn't help at all.
Okay.
I will give Satch my inspiration.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, use those up. Yeah. Mm.
Oh, yeah, I got a 19 plus 8. 27.
Okay, hold on.
Right?
I'm gonna zoom out a little bit. Because I believe my quote was this thing fires directly over its back, directly at Titanius. It's a 90-foot cone. Oh my god, it might hit the black spider. Hold on, I need to zoom out a little bit more.
Oh, nice. Is it 27, Dave, though?
It does, yes. Yeah. So neither of you are webbed, and you take no damage.
And just to be clear, I'm on the broom, right?
You are on the net, which is on the broom.
Excellent. Which is in the hole on the log in the bottom of the sea.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. In the hole in the bottom of the mine, beneath all the pines.
Exactly.
In the bottom of the Underdark.
Beautiful. I'm done.
Okay. The black spider is just outside of 90 feet. So unfortunately, they do not get webbed. That would have been a funny own goal on my end, but. This demon spider did use its action to shoot. Okay. It's actually going to move. So it has a movement of 60 feet. Well, on webs, but there's no webs, but 60 feet movement regardless. So it's going to scurry. Actually, I'm going to jump.
Come to me, my baby! I need help. I need your assistance. We together, we can spread the darkness.
And this spider is going to jump. Titanius, I need you to make me a strength saving throw to try and stay on as it launches across the room. Gak and Loyalty, you are close enough that you'll get an attack of opportunity as it goes by. Satch, you will likewise, because of its pathway that it's jumping, gonna get an attack of opportunity.
Is it a strength check athletics, or is it like a saving throw?
It's like a this thing is violently jerking. Like very, very quickly, okay. So you need to try to hold on.
Does it have flying sight?
One second, hold on. I'm gonna roll for Gax attack real quick.
Did I get advantage because I lashed myself to it with the rodeo style?
Yeah, I'll give you advantage.
Oh, good.
Oh, thank God. Gak missed, and Gak has Sentinel, so this thing's actually able to jump and move.
25.
Yeah, and Titanius, you're able to stay on it, so it jumps.
I got a net 20 on that. So
basically, nice. Gonna land.
Did it have blindsight though? Was my question.
I'm sorry. Yep. Sorry. Following back up on that. It has tremor sense, not dark vision, or tremor vision awesome. And dark. Yeah. So it can't see you.
Excellent. So roll with advantage to grapple it. I got a 16 plus. I believe it's just my strength plus proficiency, so it'd be 8 and 4, 12. So 27 to grab onto him. Not to stop it from moving. I'm essentially grabbing onto it. Yeah, but I'm also holding onto the broom and the net and the hole.
Hey, Loyalty got a 31 on her opportunity attack.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she also has sin.
Why would she have something like that?
Don't know. Level 8 paladin, what it says.
Well, it's fine.
This is fine. This is fine. Everything's okay. Everything's going according to plan. And I'm not freaking out over here.
You hear the black spider commentating from her side as she says, "Come to me, my spider devil baby. Come to me and protect your mother."
And it goes to launch across. So, Gak swings and misses. But Loyalty, you take your luck blade and you pierce one of its legs into the wooden like outcropping that you're on, keeping it in place as it's not available to move. And you hear it hiss and screech at you in annoyance. It is annoyed. And you hear, "God, but hey, lame, really lame. That was like super uncool of you, and like, oh God."
Okay. But then that means Satch, you don't get to grapple it because it doesn't jump across past your path.
Oh.
Satch, you get ready for it as you see it's like about to jump right in your trajectory. But like loyalty,
steady.
But loyalty staples it in place. And that did. You said how many points of damage? I think 22, right?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Wow, that was an eventful turn for that demon spider. I don't think it can do anything else. Yep. And Sincerity, you're up.
I believe I have hexed the demon spider.
I believe so.
And I haven't done anything with that because I haven't really been attacking it because I was trying to deal with the black spider's darkness. So now I'm gonna Eldritch Blast, and I'm actually gonna use my dice. My mother-in-law got me a nice little dice tower over here.
Ooh.
It's a 16 on the die plus 13 is 29 to hit.
Yep, that'll hit.
And that is a 10 on the die plus 9 for 19 points of force damage plus 2 from the hex is 21.
Pretty good. Okay, right, I think you got a couple more blasts, right? Yeah.
I do, yep. 18 is probably going to miss.
Yes, an 18 will miss.
And likewise, so will the 17.
Yes. So first one, right into the chest or the thorax of this demon spider, but the next two go wide as it kind of wriggles in pain, and you didn't expect it to go that way. Anything else on your turn?
I will use my bonus action to give my sister inspiration.
All right, what's that look like?
He does Kiss from a Rose, but it's like, there was a giant scary spider.
Nice. It.
That's great.
Yeah. You all hear this melodious, very apt tune fill your ears, but loyalty, you hear it fills your ears, especially as you hear your brother singing to you in this time of darkness. All right. Next is going to be Smee. She is going to move, use some of her movement to back up against the wall. And she's going to pull out her crossbow bolt, her crossbow, load her up, and shoot. So let me pull that out. So that is the infernal crossbow. 19, unfortunately, is not going to hit as she loads up the bolt and shoots wide of the demon's demon spider. And that is going to be her turn. It is now the old mage's turn. And
again, I was so sorry that she's forced us to counterspell all of your efforts. It looks like you're doing quite well, though. Again, no hard feelings, and I hope that you rescue us, or you die trying. So it's our turn. There's nobody has really cast any spells in our area. Also, we're out of spell slots. There is a couple other ones around the room. Just a heads up. Keep that in mind. The rescue that I gave you, that little tip, that there were other mages around the room that probably still had spell slots. Okay.
Tell your friends we will rescue them if they don't counterspell us. There's our counter offer to the counterspell.
Otherwise, enemy combatants.
Okay.
If you counterspell again, you are enemies and you will not be rescued.
Yes.
You guys get grandfathered in either way.
Okay. All right, cool. But I just...
You guys are cool.
All right. I just, just playing devil's advocate for just like 6 seconds here. What if we just bet on both horses, Like...
What about group punishment? Like, if they don't counterspell us, then you're all fine. And if they do counterspell us, then you're all enemy combatants. Yeah.
You're all lumped together. You either get rescued or you don't get rescued.
He looks at like the giant demon spider, all of you.
Bet on your group that you choose, and you will all benefit or not benefit from whoever the victor may be.
Okay, he says, okay, I've got a bit of web in my eye. Hands up. How many of you are bleeding right now?
What are you guys talking about over there? I better not. Is that the incantation for counterspell?
I cast silence, a fake silence bubble around us so that we can hear.
You just hold up your middle finger.
Yeah. Well, it's fake titanium
holds up.
Listen, I already know you're not real. It's getting really annoying.
Alright, that is the mage's turn.
Listen, I'm not going to counterspell you again. I can tell you that much. I don't know about the other guys. They all have families too, you know?
You choose as a group.
Either way, your families are going to be safe.
Discuss it amongst yourselves if you want your families to live, if you choose the wrong horse at the end of this.
Alright. Hey guys, it sounds like we really got to pick one or the other. They're not going to let us just pick both.
And you just hear, oh, from various different little, like, webbing alcoves from around the room.
And he's like, I don't know what they said. I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you.
But your six seconds are up, I believe, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Loyalty, you're up.
Can I reach the spider from where I'm standing?
Absolutely. You'd pinned its leg to the plank.
I'm going to swing at it.
All right. Roll to hit.
23.
Ooh, that's going to hit.
Oh, wait, I swung the wrong thing.
I think your luck blade has more to hit, so it still would hit anyway.
Yeah, it's fine. Go ahead and just, click the luck blade and we'll do the damage off that.
24.
Nice.
Points of damage. I almost threw one more hammer in. Luck blade again.
Hey, don't do that to my baby!
I would like to give my player inspiration.
You gave me an inspiration earlier, right? You
it's a bardic, though.
That was my bardic inspiration, and you can add a d10 to any roll that you would like to make.
Except damage?
But this is advantage as my player inspiration.
Should I do advantage or add 10 to my 13? Advantage.
Advantage, because the 13 will be a miss because it's a 1.
Mm-hmm.
A 20.
Now you might want to add the d10 from the bardic inspiration.
Am I adding it to my first one or my second one?
You'd be adding it to the 20.
A 10!
Nice. Very nice. That's a hit. You hit him. Go ahead and roll damage. Or I guess it already rolled damage with that 18?
Is it that? Yeah. So, yes. Yes, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, 18. Pretty good. It hisses at you as you slice into it.
So slice it back.
Oh, yeah. How do I want to smite it.
Go ahead and just roll me smite damage. So you can decide, at least for divine smite, you can decide when you hit to do it. But I'll say what happens is loyalty, like, slashes into it and gets a good hit, but then doesn't, like, it's like, oh yeah, I can smite it. And then, like, a second later, a lightning bolt comes down from the ceiling and, like,
an additional 24 points of damage.
Hot dang.
Third level spell slot on a fiend.
Yeah.
Hey, stop that! That was a gift from Lolf! That was a gift from the Spider Queen herself! You're ruining my toy!
Sorry.
Okay. Anything else on your turn, Loyalty?
No.
Okay. It is Gak's turn.
Titanius, move over!
And he jumps.
Don't come up here! Do not come up here!
He's already in the air. and he lands on this spider's carapace. And he's gonna start swinging. An 8 and an 8 plus, what does he get? Plus 11 is a 19. That his first one doesn't hit. He's unstable ground. Throws him off a little bit. Okay, 16.
Nothing.
Okay. 16 plus 11 will hit this one, so he hits on his second one. Go ahead and do that. Damage. Does 33 points of holy damage, raging holy slashing damage, and he is on top of this demon spider. Okay, Satch, you're up.
Okay, Satch has never been on a broom of flying before, right? So mm-hmm. Do I need to make some kind of check to, like, use it? I mean, I would think that I have the headband of intellect, so I'm not scared to make intelligence checks, mm-hmm. You know, but if I just think, I don't know. It just seems like something that, like, I wouldn't just know.
Man, I agree.
Don't you have to know, like, the command word for it or something?
You? Just, yeah, you just get on it.
I think you gotta know the command word for it.
Hold on.
It doesn't require a tomb or anything.
Nope. Yeah, it doesn't require a tomb at all.
Like,
you could say the word and call it from, like, a distance stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I hope she does. Save me a little time.
Okay, so it says that you speak the command word to start it. So it's kind of like Satch. It's like when you're playing
just
GTA.
Idling.
You stole an idling vehicle.
Okay. So, okay.
Oh my god.
I'm going to go ahead and just set up shop right here and cast a rope trick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll just pull the broom up into the rope trick. Yeah. I mean, I'll just manually climb it up and get it out of the equation.
And so the rope trick is a demiplane, which technically is a separate plane of existence, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't count against the portable hole, if that's what tricks.
No, not the portable hole. So the broom of flying comes back to you when you speak another command word, provided that the broom is still within 1 mile.
Ooh,
but I think because you put it in another demiplane.
Yes, it's out of range.
It's out of range. You.
Yeah, it's a private network. It's a private network, bro. Just, you know.
You all have been studying.
Premium. I always think about the things that I can do with my character. Like, I just, like, stare off into space and I'm like, what can I do with the Satch?
Yeah. You all haven't been having meetings behind my back, have you?
Don't tell them about the Discord. Wait, what? Sorry.
You mean the other Discord?
Is that where you're sharing the Nat 20 code that you infected into Roll20?
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. I see how it is.
But yeah, and I'm gonna climb the broom up in there,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna pull the rope up because you know all those extra object interactions. Actually, can I use one more object interaction because I get two? Can I take the one object? Oh, I would have to pull the rope out. Then I have to pull the rope in. So yeah, mm-hmm. I have nothing left to do.
I will allow you to use a free action to go to hell.
Okay. Satch may eventually do that because we're fighting demon spiders and devils and who knows what, right?
So, you have been set up. The devil trinity has been kind of set up as one of the big bads of the campaign. So you know, maybe you'll end up in hell.
And I'm basically mocking like wolves and spiders in general by just doing what they do, just better.
Better.
That's my turn.
Hey, that's really insulting what you're doing, by the way. It's very appropriative. You're just like appropriating spider culture.
It's true. Okay, it's my turn.
Titanius, you're up.
I should try it again. Should I try it again?
Try what again?
Try and trap the spider in the flask.
I vote no. Don't do that. That's really lame.
How bad is it looking? Is it looking pretty bloody and beat up?
It's looking more bloody than it isn't bloody.
Okay.
What would Satch do? Just ask yourself that.
Save it for meat later? Am I wrong? Let's go ahead and do expugno. See if it'll fail. It's probably got one more in resistance, though.
Nine.
So it failed. It's got to get a 17.
Yeah, so it's going to use its other legendary resistance to succeed. Succeed, my baby! Do not succumb! Succeed!
Okay. So, see, I have... That's my action. I can do bonus action. I could drink a potion as a bonus action, right?
For yourself, yes.
Damn it. Okay, I'm going to move... I'm going to move Titanus.
I know you're an illusion. Cut it out.
Yeah, I think that's my. I think that's it.
All right, cool. It is the black spider's turn. They are gonna move back down the gangplank. They had been blasting loyalty with the Eldritch Blast, but man, Titanius is being a real dick. We're doing the flask and stuff. All right, you're right within 60 feet. Okay, Titanius, you're gonna get. She's like, hey, and she like, you see her like, oh, like oh, object interaction, like open up a little bag. She's like, come on, do the thing. And she vanishes. A second later, she vanishes in a ball of darkness again. And so you cannot see her. So she's gonna roll with advantage to try to blast Titanius. 19 on the dice plus 10 to hit. 29, Titanius, does that hit you?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay. You are blasted back 10 feet on the first one.
Do I get a save on that?
Nope. Because you are still on the...
I'm lashed onto him.
Oh. It breaks the lashes and blows you back 10 feet. Unless, do you want to lose an arm?
Maybe. That might be all right.
just pop it back into place.
29, huh? How about, how about I, silvery barbs her on that, and she's got to reroll it.
Ooh, okay.
And then I'll give myself, myself the advantage on you.
Okay. Rerolled, 16 on
and
the
use
dice.
The lower one.
Yeah. So that was 27 instead of 29.
Damn it. All right.
Yep. So that one still hits. And then, her second blast, 22. Does that hit you, Titanius?
Just barely.
Sweet. Okay. You are blasted back another 10 feet, and that actually blasts you off of the spider. Go ahead and make me a strength saving throw to try to grab on to, like, its mandibles or fall into the pit.
Would I be pushed onto the platform? Because that's 10 feet.
Oh, actually, yeah, you would land on the platform.
So that's here, and that's, like, 10 feet, and then that's another 10 feet.
Yeah. Okay. That is 14 plus 8. You take 22 points of force damage total from those two blasts.
Okay.
That is her turn. Let me do another darkness. It is what I do to draw. Shit, how do I draw circles again?
The little circle icon, and then you pick the one that says circle.
Yeah, is it in draw?
It's on the upper left-hand corner underneath the pointer.
Oh, yep.
Got pointer.
Thank you. Yep, got it. Thank you. It is 15 feet across, I believe. Okay. Darkness. Good. Okay, her turn. Now it's the demon spider's turn. Gak is right in its mandibles. It is just going to start chewing. Where is he? Okay, multi-attack. One with its bite, two with its leg. Let's go bite first. I will not forget that Gak is immune to poison damage. So, plus 16 to hit. 20? That, I think, does hit Gak. Check. Just barely hits Gak with a 20 AC, so that's going to be 5d10. That's right here. 11, 20, 29, 32 points of piercing damage. Gak is raging, so 32 would be halved to 16. Okay, on the thing. So, what's it? Minus 16. Cool, that was the bite. And now it does two leg attacks. So, next one is going to attack Gak. Oh, 19 to hit, and then roll the next attack, a 5, ooh, plus 16 is a hit, that's 21, so then that's going to be 6d10 plus 20. Okay, 10, oh man, that's a lot of 9s, 10, 19, 27, 34, 39 plus 20 is 59, is halved to 30. Gak is looking pretty worse for wear. See if it gets its blast back. It does not. Cool. That is its turn, and Sincerity, you are up.
So anyway, I started blasting. Does a 21 hit?
A 21 does not hit.
Okay, but then a 32 is probably going to do the trick.
Yeah, probably.
See, that'll be 18 points of damage total. One of that was force, if it was necrotic, if it matters.
It does not.
And the third one misses as well.
Okay, so, sorry, what was your total damage for that only hit?
It was 18.
Okay, let me just mark that real quick.
And then... I will once again use my bonus action to inspire my sister.
Okay, what's that sound like?
We're in the chorus of the same song.
Did you ever stop singing?
I'm afraid. No, not once.
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay, loyalty, you feel a bit of inspiration flowing through you again. Bardic inspiration. Okay, I think that's your turn. Anything else?
I think that's it. I am still webbed to this... and actually, that comes up in the song, too. Like, I'm afraid because I'm webbed to this platform.
Okay. It is Smee's turn. She's going to load up that Infernal Crossbow again and shoot. 32 is going to hit, and she is going to... She already used paralysis last time, so I think she's gonna use concussion on this one. So the creature needs... Oh wait, no, that's every creature within 20 feet, and that would really hurt Gak. So we're not gonna do that one. We're gonna do the acid. She's gonna load it up with acid and shoot. So it needs to make a DC. What is it? 17 con save. 3. That's not very good. Plus 13 on the con. Shit. It failed by 1. It's gonna go ahead and take that damage as well. So that's gonna be 5d6 acid damage on top of that. So in addition to the 23 points of piercing from the crossbow bolt, dang. Okay, I roll on 5d6, I rolled a 3, 4, 4, 5, and a 6. So well above average. So that is 10, 21, plus 23 is 44 points of damage in that single shot. Bad. And then Smee jumps back into the corner. You hear the old mages,
great shot! That was fantastic! You really showed! That spider, please rescue us!
That's their turn. Loyalty, your turn. Roll a hit.
You can do it multiple times a turn.
I think you get a plus 12 with your luck blade, so that first one barely hits.
Oh, yeah, I missed her. I forgot it. I need to just delete the
war. Just throw it in the bin. Okay. 21 points of damage on the first one. And that 21 does not hit as you swing your luck blade a second time. Oh, wait, no, sorry. That was the first hit. I'm sorry, I thought you rolled again.
That was the damage.
Yeah, my bad. Roll again to hit. Well, the 19 definitely doesn't hit either.
Darn. Well, I still did 22 points of damage.
Pretty good. Okay. Back to Gak's turn. And he yells out, "I feel so close to Gizas!" As his intestines are hanging out. Gonna go for it. Halberd. It should have been reckless. Let me roll again. 13 is less than that. That 24 is gonna hit for 39 points of damage. Pretty good. And then the second attack. Halberd. Advantage. Ooh, he misses. 13 on that one. Doesn't hit with the second attack. Didn't kill anything. Doesn't really have another bonus action. Satch, you are up. Chilling in your portable hole. Living life.
How far am I away from like any walls? Like 20 feet? 30 feet.
Do a quick little measurement. About 40 feet to the closest wall.
Okay. So, just trying to figure out how far away is Gak from me?
About 30 feet.
Oh, okay. That's even easier. I'm not making an attack. I'm gonna object interaction, push the rope out. Or actually, no. The spider is gonna... My familiar is a spider. I thought it was a bat earlier, but I had never used the echolocation, and I've definitely used the web since. I'm pretty sure that somebody had summoned it as a spider when they got here. I'm pretty sure. Like, I could be mistaken. Like, I just don't believe I've ever gotten the points. So I'm going to toss the spider over to Gak. And so it's going to use its object interaction to push the rope out, right? It's like the size of a hand. And then I'm going to lean out and use an object interaction to toss it to Gak, at Gak. And it's going to, like, I don't know what you need it to roll to, like, for me to throw it.
Yep, athletics. Throw that spider.
Awesome. plus I got a dirty 20.
It's a yeah, that's Gax AC. You hit him.
Excellent. While it's in midair, I'm going to use my action to do the prepared action to cast cure. Oh, actually, don't need to do that now. I'm just going to throw it. Basically, I'm going to throw it and then cast cure wounds, third level at Gak. And then, of course, the spider has a reaction. Mm-hmm. I will cast the spell through the spider.
Yep, absolutely. You are able to do that roll.
I rolled terribly. 11 points for 3d8. That was just. And then 11. I stick my head back in and I pull the rope back up, you know, with my second object interaction. I go back in the hole. Bonus action. I don't need a cloth of healing. I should have stuck a potion to my familiar. That's my turn.
Your turn. Next up is
I think this will work. I wonder if it has any more legendary resistances. Let's see. Yeah, I'll try the expugnum again.
Stop trying to Pokemon my evil demon spider. What's your DC again?
30.
30?
17. It's 17.
Oh, thank God. You rolled it. You got a 14 plus 4, 18. It passed, naturally.
Mine's sliver.
Thank you, Satan.
Silvery barbs! Silvery barbs!
Silvery barbs!
Didn't you already... Oh, I guess it is your turn, huh? So you got your reaction back.
Oh, crap. No.
Well, no, you got your reaction. We're going to get rid of it. We're gonna, okay.
No, I can't.
No? Not going to do that?
I think she can.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, it saves naturally.
He's all natty, bro. He doesn't need supplements. He doesn't need to be juicing. He saved naturally. Through the power of lulls.
How's Gak looking?
Bad.
Yeah. I will throw him a let's go ahead and throw him a third level healing word.
Okay.
As a bonus action.
Healing word. What's the...
What word did you just say?
It is a secret word. You can't hear from over there because I whispered it.
Okay, but what to the DM? What was your word?
It was slanja.
Slanja? Okay.
It's the Gaelic word for cheers and to your health.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. All right, roll that healing damage.
I think it rolled it. You got 10.
10? Oh.
Yeah, it sucked.
I thought Sanchez was bad.
Right.
Anything else on your turn?
And then I want to jump back on it, I guess.
Okay, make me opposed athletics. Jump onto it.
Opposed athletics?
Yeah, you're like basically trying to jump on it and grapple it. Well, okay. You're not grab. I'm using the grapple rules to illustrate you jumping onto it.
Okay, it's probably gonna win though. Maybe we'll try it. 10.
10. No. You run and jump onto its back, but it like forces you. Like it, you try to get on it, but it like blocks you. Like Hakeem Olajuwon in the paint, and it like shakes a finger at you, says no, and you land back. On the deck.
Is it like what's his name on Jurassic Park? No.
Not like that. It's like the Dikembe. It's like the Dikembe Mutombo finger wag.
Oh, okay.
Like you just blocked your shot. Yeah. I don't know. Who am I? Bringing a sports reference into a fantasy game.
Yeah. No. It's lost on me.
Yeah, no. All good.
All right. I am the darkness once again. I am again. And I know you're an illusion. Stop making that face at me. It's really annoying,
as you can see, like the darkness is...
You can't see me in the...
But I know what you're doing. Mom, he's looking at me. Mom, he won't stop looking at me. He says, you guys are ruining my toy. Get off him.
And he's going to shoot... the Black Spider is going to shoot one Eldritch Blast at Gak and one Eldritch Blast at Loyalty. So first one is Gak, and this has a plus 11. Ooh, 18. That's a 29. That one's going to hit. Gak is going to take 10 points of force damage and be blown onto the deck next to Titanius. There's the 10 points of force damage. Loyalty, you are still hexed, so you'll take... Oh, wait. I got to roll the hit. A 19? Loyalty?
No.
No, that doesn't hit.
Bummer. Damn it. Okay.
And you all see the darkness move up the ramp a little bit.
I am the darkness.
Okay. Demon spider's turn. Okay, Gak is off of it. Loyalty.
Roll a wisdom saving.
That's right. Your spiritual simple machines.
18.
DC 19. 19 on the dice.
Still takes half.
Okay, yeah. What's the damage?
That's pretty good. 19, so half of 19 radiant damage.
Half of 19 is 8. Cool. It is going to... Man, I think it's going to lash... Wait, hold on. Let me see if it gets its blaster back. It does not. Loyalty's the one closest to it, and it does not like that luck blade. Okay, it's going to bite Loyalty, or at least try to bite Loyalty. 23 to hit?
Yes.
Okay, and you're going to...
Can
gonna,
I take
like,
bite damage?
You do not. But make me a constitution saving throw.
30.
Well, that wasn't as fun of an answer that I was hoping for. So you pass, but you are going to take half of this poison damage. Unless you're immune to poison for some unknown reason.
I think I actually have some kind of immunity to poison from my wing, my collar. Poison damage gives a reaction to take no damage and be healed by the amount.
Oh, do you want to do that and be healed?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we'll call this one an own goal on me. This one's okay, so 2, 4, 6, 8. I need one more D6. But you passed your constitution saving throw, so you'll only heal for half of this damage.
I'll take it.
Why don't you voluntarily fail it so that you can just take the reaction to get healed fully?
Yeah, you're like in its mouth, and you're like, oh, this isn't so bad. And then you see the poison start to be pumping like in through its fangs, like into your system. I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Like you want to
like
know
myself up a little more.
Yeah, you're like, oh yeah, this is yeah okay. All right.
It's quite nice. It's quite nice.
Yeah. Yes. It's like an IV drip. Okay. 20. 30. 33 points of healing poison floods into your veins, and the black spider can see your wounds visibly healing. What the hell, no, so lame.
I blow a kiss to it.
Attack the little green fucker, god, or the metal man. And so he's going to do that. It's two remaining leg attacks. One's going to go to Gak. One's going to go to Titanius. Nat 1 on Gak. And then Titanius. Well, the 13. The leg is 16. So 29 to hit?
That hit.
Okay.
Oh, can I use... I have this ability. I keep forgetting about it. What's it called? Uncanny Dodge.
Oh, yeah. You'll use
when
your
an attacker that you can
half damage.
That you can see hits you with a dagger, you can use your reaction to have the attack's damage against you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can absolutely do that. You didn't use your reaction to earlier.
Nope.
Yep. You saved it.
Nope.
So smart. Yeah. Cool. So that is I rolled a 22 plus 10. 32 points of piercing damage, halved to 16. That, I think, is the demon spider's turn. Sincerity, you're up.
Keep blast.
All right, roll the hit.
27 to hit?
Yeah, that'll hit.
20 points of damage on the first hit.
Nice.
Ooh, and then a 31 to hit on the second one.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And that'll be 15 points of damage.
Okay.
Ooh, and then another 31 to hit.
Nice.
And that one will be 16 points of damage.
16. You can see that this thing is very close to death. It's like tendons and its muscle carapaces and fibers aren't working quite as well as they used to. You can see like the demonic energy flowing through it starts to like crackle a little bit through these injuries. But it's not quite dead.
And then for my bonus action, I will sneeze up next. She's been hitting it with that crossbow, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll focus my inspiration on her this time.
Okay. And what's that look like? Or is it the same song?
Yep, still going on.
Or you've just been continuously singing?
I would be dancing to it, and like my body's moving, like jerking in the webbing. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. And I feel like you're just like pointing at different people of the during the performance. You're just pointing at different people of the party, giving them inspiration. Maybe masking how scared you are. All right. But it is now Smee's turn. She's gonna keep firing her infernal crossbow. A 20 does not hit. But she's got that bardic. See, she rolled a 9. 29 does indeed hit. She's gonna do that acid thing again. 10. It's a con save. It's got a pretty high con. Yeah, it saves. It's going to take half of that. But let's roll this damage. So 11 piercing plus 5d6, or at least half of 5d6. 10, 15, 17. Half of 17 is 9. So 9 plus 11, 19 points damage. Not quite enough to kill it.
You guys are so close to getting it. We're really, really rooting for you. Also, to rescue us, we're really, really hoping for that as well. And just want to point out, not a single counter spell has been countered since we struck that deal. So, you know, there's that.
Loyalty, you're up.
Wow.
All right, roll the hit.
15.
Does not hit.
27.
That will hit.
I still have an inspiration from Sam earlier. That's a d10.
Yeah, would you like to use it on that first hit?
Ooh!
I thought it was... Wait, yes? Yes, I would.
Yeah, okay. 9 plus 15 is 24, which makes it a hit. That bardic came in handy. So what's your total? Both of those hit. What is your total
29.
Damage?
29
points of damage. How would you like to kill this thing?
Yes. I want to split its thorax open, and I want the gross bug innards to squish out.
Nice. Thorax. Yeah. You shove you slash into it with your luck blade which opens up its chest, and you plunge in a stabbing fashion your luck blade, and it goes right through it, and almost like if you put a shotgun into somebody's mouth and pulled the trigger, the back of its head back of its body just blows out as you kill it, and your luck blade just bursts through body matter and detritus flying everywhere. It being a monstrous entity, like, starts to lose its grip and its strength on the platforms as it lets go and falls, and it just slides off your luck blade, and you see it just descend down, down, down into the darkness. And then you hear a
gross.
You're actually is what you hear.
Grosser.
All right, anything else on your turn?
No, I'm good.
Cool. All right, Gak's turn. He says, and it looks like he's like considering looking down and like following the giant spider for a second. And he's like, he kind of shakes his head at it, and he's like, he's really mad. He doesn't want to lose his rage. He sees the darkness across the room. Shit, he can't fly. He's just gonna start running. 5, make the jump. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, dash. 45, 50, 55, 7, right there. Okay, he's gonna... Actually, can he throw? He can throw. How far can he throw? What is... the range on it. What is the thrown range on a javelin?
I think it's like 20 or 30.
Okay. Outside of, yeah. He could roll. Okay, he's gonna take that
30
back.
And a long range is 120 feet on a javelin.
Okay, yeah, he's gonna roll at disadvantage and try to huck a javelin at the darkness. That was pretty good. Nat 20 and an 18. And he would, with a javelin, would be his dex, right? Which is plus 5, which is pretty good.
Or strength.
He's actually more dexterous than he is strong. So that's going to be plus 5 damage. Yeah, that'll hit. You hear the blacksmith.
I am the darkness. You can't even hope to hit me. You can't even... Ow, God. Is that a javelin? You threw a javelin across the room? Honestly.
Okay, and then... let me roll the damage on that.
That was epic.
6. Yeah, 1d6. Plus... 5 is, so that's going to be 6 points of damage to the black spider. Move this out of the way. The concentration succeeds on the hex, on loyalty. That is Gak's turn. He keeps his rage going. Satch, you're up.
Okay, the Satch is going to... This thing looks like it's pretty beat up, the spider.
Well, the demon spider's dead. The black spider is in a ball of darkness, so it's kind of hard to see her.
Got it. I'm going to... can I basically tell where the middle of it is? I've seen the ball of darkness before, right?
Yeah, you can generally tell the middle. Yeah. You can shoot at it. It's just going to be a disadvantage.
I'm gonna hang out, and it doesn't have blindsight, correct? It just has the tremor sense, or there's the web sense, or whatever.
No. The demon spider's dead. The black spider, the person, is alive.
Okay, and the black spider doesn't have any kind of sense.
No, they just have the devil sight.
Nice. I knew it didn't have any sense messing with us. So I'm gonna take it down. I'm gonna jump out. I'm basically gonna object interaction, kick the rope out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna hang down and fling my meth dagger a few times at it. Okay. At her. How far away is she?
Let me check. Depending where she is in the dark, about 60 feet.
Okay, that's cool. I will go ahead and flick my dagger. I get advantage, but because I get advantage, but disadvantage, so it's a straight roll.
Mm-hmm. Cool. You both can't see each other.
A 13 on the die, plus, I believe it is, give me one second, it is the meth dagger. Sorry, I should have had this ready. I had plenty of time. It would normally be plus 16, but it's minus 5, so it's plus 11 on top of 13 is 24.
That'll hit.
What the?
A javelin? Seriously? Okay, that was a lucky shot.
What's a dagger? It's a meth dagger.
No, she was previously... Gak hit her with a javelin before, and she was still complaining about that. And then you throw your meth dagger. And
nice.
Oh, God! Damn it, I should shut up. You were only able to hit me because I was talking.
So it gets a d4 and a d6. So I got 7 plus 23. Yes. So what was it? 7 plus 23 is 30. Dirty 30. My second attack.
Damage?
Yeah. It's a meth dagger. Actually, hang on. Sorry. The meth dagger, it actually does 2 more than that. It does 24. It does my normal. Because the meth dagger is a plus 4. Basically, I have to account for when I'm wearing the full set of the strength gear and when I'm not. So,
okay.
Second attack.
Ow! God!
I rolled a 4, and it's still like plus 11. A 15 doesn't hit, though, right?
No.
Okay, third attack. Oops. I bounced up out. If you want me to take it, I'll take it. I've never taken anything on the road.
Yeah, no, you can reroll it. It's fine.
I've had 20s land in there. I'm not going to. I got a 19. 19 plus 11 is a dirty 30 on the to hit.
That'll hit.
I do not get another sneak attack.
Mm-hmm.
But I did roll a 4. It's a 4 on my... It's plus 24. 28 points of pointy damage.
Ow! What the... Did you just throw a piece of glass at me?
And then I roll back up into the... roll back up like a shade, like one of those old flappy shades.
Okay.
Or a yo-yo. Just roll
back
right back
your,
up. Yep.
A whole person.
Exactly. I will remain there. That's my turn.
Rope trick.
Okay. It's my safe space.
Yeah, for real. Titanius, you're up.
I'm going to cast Dispel Magic on the dark at fourth level.
Yep, that does it. Yep, just, where are you? Hold on. Why is...
I'm 100 feet away, and the range is 120.
And none of the other old wizards that she's co-opted to cast
are in the range of the 60 feet of counter spell.
Wait. Oh, so is it 60 feet? Okay, hold on.
Maybe. Before I cast it, I'm going to step all the way to the back, another 13 feet away.
Okay, yeah, you put yourself where you are and tell me where you cast. All right, it is 60 feet. Titanius, tell me where you were standing.
You know what? It's fine. I'll just right there is fine, I guess. Okay. Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. They had
you're not getting rescued. You're not going to get rescued.
They said you're not they would kill rescued. My... She said she would kill my family.
Do you see us winning? Really,
I'm
seriously,
sorry.
Do you see us winning?
She said she gave me one of their toes. I'm so sorry.
I'll regenerate the toe. Don't do it.
I'm so sorry.
Can I make a persuasion? Can I persuasion him?
Yeah, go for it. He's just like, he's crying as he's casting counterspell.
I'm so sorry.
Don't do it.
I'm sorry. She's very mean.
You're gonna live. You're gonna die down here.
You're gonna die down here if you don't cast counterspell.
Listen, I'm sorry, man.
It's already done. I'm so sorry. Please still rescue me.
And the other one's like, listen, he's not with us. Sam, you said we were grandfathered
sincerity.
In.
Sincerity. Counter the counter. No, I don't know.
What's the range on?
60 feet.
60. You can counter it.
Okay. I was just asking if that was...
I think you're right over here, right?
I'll use a fourth level spell slot on my counter spell.
Okay.
Of the counter spell.
You go to counter spell the counter spell, and you hear another, I'm really sorry! You were just in range!
Oh my god.
Please don't hold this against us. She's been studying you. She told us that this was necessary for her to even have a chance. What the hell are you... Don't tell him I said that!
So all the right. Counterspell gets counterspelled. Your spell gets counterspelled.
There's another guy across... There's another two more guys across the room. Just FYI.
Okay. Anything else on your turn, Titanius?
Yeah, that was just an action. That was long 6-second action. So I'm going to jump onto my carpet, and I'm going to basically bowl right underneath of Loyalty and drag her up, basically knock her onto the carpet as I move through her.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be on the carpet with me. Hopefully she wants to go. And then I'm going to move, 30 feet out? 30 feet, probably, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, Loyalty, you can go with Titanius if you're willing.
If you want to.
I'll go.
Okay. And then as a bonus action, I'm going to dash.
Nice.
Right about there.
Okay. I think that's everything you got?
Yep, for right now.
Okay. It is the Black Spider's turn. Ooh, this will be fun. This is so tempting. She's a warlock with repelling blast, and you are flying at her on a flying carpet, which isn't very big. But Satch is a pain in the ass and must suffer for what she has done in her safe space. Satch, dispel magic is cast from within the darkness on your
and on your
safe space.
Can she see it? Wait. Does she have detect magic going?
Why wouldn't she be able to see it?
As it's invisible. When the it's invisible and the rope's in it. And you can't cast through it. Sorry.
Shit. Wait, she can't it's the outside is invisible?
Yeah, the outside is invisible. You can't see it at all when the rope's in it. Otherwise you can see a rope hanging up.
It does not say you have to see it. It says choose one creature, object, or magical effect within range.
Yeah, but it's a magical effect.
But yeah, you can't see it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But she knows it's there because she saw you just run up into it.
Did she though? Because I'm invisible.
The rope's
like, I've been
not,
invisible
though.
Like the whole time. Yeah, I thought if I was grabbing onto it, it was invisible. Much like
sorry. I keep jumping back to your Gloomstalker invisibility rather than the cape.
No worries. It's the cloak. No worries. God, so I just assumed bastard. Unless they had blind sight.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's a really good point. All right. Titanius and Loyalty, prepare to be shot to death. All right, first one.
Sorry, guys.
Titanius. That's right. 16 plus 11, 27.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Only 5 points of force damage, but make a strength saving throw, as you feel yourself being blasted off the back of your cart.
Nat 20.
Nice. You're no longer driving, but you're blasted off the back and you're able to grab onto the end and not fall off.
Okay.
And then next one is for Loyalty. 22? Does a 22 hit?
That is my AC.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, and plus I had a plus 4 to that save, and I needed.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Somebody did a bunch of damage to the Black Spider last round. That was Satch, right? Who did a bunch
dagger?
Yeah, with the meth dagger.
I did 50 something.
Okay. But it was split over two attacks, right?
Yes.
Okay, I forgot to roll concentration checks for Hex, so I'm going to do that
it was
right now.
28 and dirty 30. Dirty 30
Thank
and a 20.
You. Okay, so 14 and a 15. Con save. 18 on the first one. Ooh,
darkness require concentration.
It does require concentration, but the Hex fails. Loyalty, you feel that recede from you as you were no longer hexed. So that means I can't roll that additional d6.
How is she concentrating on two?
Don't worry, but don't worry about that.
Okay.
4 plus 4, 8 points of force damage, and make me a strength save.
18.
18. Oh, that's gonna be close. Hold on. DC of 18 meets it, beats it. So yeah, you're able to also stay on the flying carpet, and you're not blasted into the hole. Bummer.
Yay.
Okay, Sincerity, you're up.
Let's see. I am gonna cast. I had cast Daylight with
the
my
drift
orb.
Globe, huh?
Yeah. And so does that take concentration to keep it up?
Don't think so. Hold on.
Daylight is a concentration spell, but I'm wondering if I use the Drift Globe to cast Daylight.
Man, because that's...
I believe you still do, but I'm not really sure where to reference it. Maybe in the DMG.
I think you are using your concentration to use the object to cast the spell. So
but it's not a... Oh, yeah, it probably would be. I'm just going to look it up. Your guys are good. Don't listen to them.
Wait, hold on. But hold up. Daylight, I'm not seeing is concentration. It just lasts an hour.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I was looking for a spell on this right now.
Yeah. Okay. So I've done goof.
It's a 60-foot radius on the daylight. Okay. So I think it's far enough away from me that I am trapped in
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I did that on purpose. That was calculated by me.
But with that in mind, Sincerity is going to cast Dimension Door.
Okay. And where are you dimensioning yourself to?
He is going to dimension himself, like, right over here, where his daylight will just blast away that darkness.
Oh, god damn it. Oh, no, no, no! You're ruining my whole aesthetic.
And that also frees me from the weather.
Yep, cool. Anything else on your turn?
Let's see. I'm gonna give Loyalty the inspiration.
Nice. Still singing?
Yeah, the giant spider's dead, and all we got is kill the other spider.
Okay. Smee is gonna try and dash to get into range. That is her turn. Loyalty, you're up on the carpet.
So I need to pull myself up, right?
You're basically prone, I'll say. So you got to use half your movement to stand back up.
I'll do that. And Titanius isn't driving anymore. Can I drive the carpet?
Titanius, it's your car. Pit.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Go for it. Get us over there.
What's the movement on the carpet?
30 feet.
We'll barely make it to the platform.
That's fine. You could just jump off from there, or.
And then I have 15 feet of movement left. So close.
I think that gets you within range. They're technically, like, in this square.
Yeah, she was a little further forward, wasn't she? Or was she standing near the back of the darkness, I assume? But...
No, she was in the direct middle.
I'm gonna swing at her. 31.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Oh.
What's your damage?
Oh, 16 for the first one, and I'm gonna use my bardic inspiration for the second.
Okay.
Does a 19 hit?
A 19 does hit.
Yes!
Another 16.
Okay. Oh no, I'm counting. Oh, 30.
Okay.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah, 30.
Cool. Anything else on your turn?
That's it.
Gak. Let me see how many javelins he has. He threw one. I only see javelin. Yep, I only see one javelin in his backpack, so he's going to keep running. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 80 feet. You see Gak use an object interaction, pull a giant warhammer, and try and huck it across the room since he's out of javelins. A nat 20, but he rolled with disadvantage, so that's a 7, plus his dexterity, which is 5, 12. He does not hit. He throws his warhammer wildly across the room. Oh, shit. Goblins have that thing where they can actually bonus action dash, so he would be a little bit farther along.
I think he's been using the bugbear stuff, right?
No.
The one where you don't show weakness or whatever?
No, I think he's been using the goblin. So I'll move him forward a little bit more. All right, that's his turn. Satch, you're up.
Okay, so I am going to... is she looking pretty beat? Her darkness is down and all that?
Darkness is down. She looks very bloodied.
I'm going to say in the race, is this the meat or do we need it to be the fresh meat? Or I'm basically asking, do I need to kill her or should I like take her alive?
It's meat.
Okay. I will go ahead and how far away is she from me at the moment?
At the moment, about right at 60 feet. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to pop out and, this time they're going to be with advantage. So the first one, will fly through the air. 17 on the die plus 11 is 28.
Yep.
And that one will be sneak attack. That is a 3 and a 5 is an 8 plus 24 is 32.
Points of damage?
Yes.
Monster. Yep. Okay.
Is that exactly what she had?
Nope. She's still alive. Okay. It's just, I'm just
Second attack with advantage. I roll double 16s. And so that is 27.
Yep, that'll hit.
And this one is without the sneak attack. It's a 4, and 24 is 28.
Okay.
Ow, fuck. Third attack.
A third attack?
Yes, and 18 plus 11, 29.
Yep.
And that one does 27 points of damage.
Satch, how do you kill the black spider?
I basically just keep flinging daggers. Like, I just, like, you know what I mean? Like, in the, you know, when they show the super fast footage, you know, and it's, like, just ridiculously fast. And it's,
no, it's
just, like, pin her to the wall.
God, not Kung Fu, oh, my God.
A Kung Fu Hustle?
Kung Fu Hustle, where they're throwing knives at the guy. And
oh,
they,
yeah.
Kung Fu Hustle, yeah.
Yeah, and he's, like, just...
With the mandolins? With the, they're playing the big mandolin?
Yeah. Oh, that was so good. So good. It's one of the best movies ever. But yeah, basically, I just throw a whole bunch of knives and, like, pin her to the wall. Since she wanted to be a spider so bad, I will display her as such, pinned
beautiful.
To the wall.
Beautiful. And we'll pan away. Black spider absolutely pinned to the wall with Satch's bone daggers / meth shards or really anything Satch could throw that was pointed. And you all hear the rhythmic crashing of Wave Echo Cave one last time as the sound of battle dies down. And that is where we're going to end off for tonight on Herding Dragons.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Good stuff.
Nice. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take the glory of the last finish. Oh, level I do 13. Want to just throw this out there before I forget.
Oh, I know, right?
Level 13?
I'll allow it.
I will trade someone this broom of flying for the movable rod, because I will move much faster with that.
I thought they all disappeared from the universe.
Oh,
no. There was a ban.
Mm-hmm. A ban on immovable objects.
Rods. I guess.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, I'll trade you one of my immovable rods for
sweet
for a broom of flying.
Yeah,
excellent.
So yeah, you guys are. I'll say you're level 13. You've gotten the forge. You're basically to the forge. You just have to go open it and get inside. But you won't get those any additional benefits until you complete a long rest.
Okay.
But you're all level 13. Congratulations. You killed the black spider. You're at the Vault of Spells. You've controlled it. You've stopped the bad guys from getting it. You've cured racism. You kicked the drug addicts and the meth users out of town. You really fixed up the whole area.
How are those dragon eggs coming along? There's two of them in my portable hole, and they've been surrounded with riches.
Yeah, it hasn't been long enough for them to switch from dormant to non-dormant. Okay. You've only been here for like 2 10-day at most.
Yeah, you know, Satch can't hardly wait.
They might take 50 years to hatch. Who knows?
Yeah, Satch's kids will be flying around on dragons.
Yeah.
Well, who's to say the story arcs? Yeah, I was going to say the story arcs might not happen exactly sequentially. There might be a few years between, you know, this and
his
the next
head pokes
one,
out, so. You know, Hollister's head pokes out of the egg, like, guess who's back?
Mama, I want some fried chicken. I'm hungry, Mama.
That's right. Give me some fried chicken, Mama. But it wasn't a chicken. It was a baby.
Sorry, a MASH reference. Anybody know? That's way back.
Let me look at the calendar real quick.
I was really hoping that iron flask would like work. And it almost did twice. I was like, damn.
If I could catch a spider in a bottle.
Just out of curiosity, if I had one last silver barbs, was there any legendary resistances left?
No, it had used its last one.
Roll the roll and see if it failed.
Okay. It was 19, right? Or 18?
17.
It would have passed. That got away. Okay.
I'll give it one more.
That's fine.
It would have failed on the fourth one.
Dang.
Oof.
Yeah. So looking at the calendar, it looks like next Monday is Christmas. So we also would have had an off week anyway. But the one after that is January 1st, New Year's Day. I will be traveling, so we'll call that one.
Just real quick, sorry, I just wanted to ask, like, as far as the long rest, do we need a reason to be around anymore? Can we go back to? Can we use our recall buttons?
Well, we need to go into the vault first.
Oh, gotcha. There's a vault. Santa doesn't pay attention.
At the bottom of this vault.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Or forge of spells, I should say. And it's where Hallister supposedly created all the weapons of mass destruction. But
anyone ever leave him, Sunny Hut?
Yeah. I got Jackie calling me. Good game, everybody. Okay. I'll catch you all for later.
So we're talking January 8th then.
Yeah, we'll do the 8th.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
When he leaves, we'll talk about our plan. Oh, sorry, he's still here. I don't know what's going on.
He just.